Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with a special in-studio guest, Chris Bernard. Today you're with King City Card Show, right?
Correct, yes.
We could have said a numerous amount of titles for you, but today it's kind of your event, your thing, and we're glad to have you in here. Welcome, sir.
Well, thanks, Jake.
Glad to have you in to talk a second. It's always nice whenever you get that first one under your belt. And you get a chance to move to the second one, right?
The first one went so well, but I was nervous as could be.
I know.
So this one is going to be really smooth. Switching venues to the Roland Lewis building. But other than that, sold out again and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I saw on your all's Facebook page. Was that just like this week?
We were sold out about 2 weeks ago.
Had
a cancellation, and I still have people on the waiting list right now wanting to set up. So.
Great. You're going to have to move to, I don't know where, you have to have two of them, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know on that one either.
But it's a great event. It's this Saturday, you said, at the Roland Lewis building. Runs from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4, so all day.
All day, yeah. And it looks like the weather's going to be really nice, so come on in and... look for anything from Pokemon, vintage, new stuff, autographs, memorabilia, you name it, it's going to be there.
Chris was in here. We have some Cardinal memorabilia on the wall, St. Louis Cardinals memorabilia, and he was kind of oogling over some of that stuff. And I think that's how you pretty much spend your Saturday at these events, right?
Yeah, just I'm just trying to figure out if my pockets are big enough to get one of these pictures out of here.
Oh, man. So you've got collectors, dealers, and then just general public come in for these things.
Correct. Yeah, there will be people bringing backpacks with their own stuff, wanting to make some trades. We'll, like I said, we'll have anything from Pokemon to autograph cards to memorabilia, baseball, football, basketball, you name it is going to be there. And everybody will have something they're looking for and something that they're wanting to give away.
And you have a Facebook page if people maybe want a little bit more information, King City Sports Cards on Facebook, correct?
Correct, yeah. Just follow us at King City Sports Cards on Facebook. I always try to put any other local shows, I try to promote those as well, just because I just want everybody in this area to kind of know what's going on in the sports cards, non-sports cards arena. So I try to put all those out there.
This is this and like shoes and that's, it's all become kind of it's wild how popular this stuff is now.
It is crazy. And to be honest, since COVID, it's kind of taken off even more. So I think that that might be one positive thing that ever came of that. But
if you can find a couple, that maybe that's one of them, that's for sure. So what else do people need to know? I mean, I guess have we covered everything? What else do they need to kind of be aware of heading into Saturday?
I mean, free admission. There's going to be some door prizes. Hall Insurance donated a few things, some bobbleheads for me to give away. Mm. So we're going to have several prizes to give away throughout the day. It's free admission, free to win prizes. Like I said earlier, buy, sell, trade. We've got 60 tables sold out. Some returning dealers, some new dealers. So there is going to be plenty of new inventory. So even if you came last show, there's going to be brand new stuff. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing everybody.
What was, I got one last thing. I just thought of this. What was kind of the biggest, the big hot ticket item from last year? What was the kind of the coolest, most vintage thing that you saw last year?
So I've got two for you.
Okay.
One on each spectrum.
I'm so glad you actually have one.
one of my buddies bought a Babe Ruth card.
Wow.
It was graded a 2, which is really low. But at the same time, Babe Ruth card is about 100 years old now.
Sure.
And he, I don't want to say exactly how much he spent, but I thought he did a really good job, and he was super excited. And then I have another buddy that came up and told me he bought a Caitlin Clark rookie card.
Oh, nice.
And she was super popular. I know she's been hurt most of this season, but at the same time, that is one extreme to another, the newest sensation,
yeah,
and one of the greatest ball players of all time.
All-time leading. I mean, that'll be around for a long time, probably in our entire lives. Her records, you know.
Agreed, 100%.
Yeah, so really cool stuff. That's the kind of stuff that you can find at the King City Card Show this Saturday, September 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Roland Lewis Building in Mount Vernon. If you're into sports, cards, collectibles, anything like that, they buy, sell, trade. There's door prizes, free admission. Go to King City Sports Cards on Facebook to get more details. Chris Bernard, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you much for coming in.
Jake, thanks for having me.